Welcome to the Stream of David on Om Times Radio with best-selling author, channel, and creator of the Taya spiritual practice. David Strickel shares the eternal wisdom of the consciousness called the Stream. The Stream of David show is fun and informative and seeks to not only answer all your spiritual and life questions, but to also provide proven tools to navigate life's obstacles and find a path to joy, clarity, and abundance by hearing the Stream's no-nonsense, direct approach to spirituality. Prepare to have your mind blown and receive clarity on your life and the universe like you perhaps never have before. And now, your host, David Strickel.
Hi, and welcome to the Stream of David show. I am here today with Lauren Gailey. Lauren is the founder of Acoustic Health, and she is also the host of Quantum Conversations. And I've been on her show a couple of times, so it's about time for me to have her here talking to us in this very special time. Hi, Lauren.
Hi there. It's about time. How funny is that?
Well, since I've been on your show twice, I think it's time to have you on here for the first time. So we're happy to have you.
Yes.
So let's dive right in. Let's first of all tell everybody just a little bit about yourself, and then we'll kind of dive into the topic at hand. We can all guess what it is.
We can all guess what it is. Well, I guess I've been preparing for this moment now all of my life, and either paying attention to the signs and moving forward, or ignoring them and getting adjusted as I did along the way. But really, this has been a journey of awakening, of living up to our higher purpose, our calling in life. And for those of us who've been aware of that for a while, I think we can certainly feel that now is game on for new earth. So we're here and empowering people to step into their mastery, connect with their higher self, get their higher wisdom, so that they can turn around and be that bright light for everyone else in the planet. I hear, I say right now, your smile is worth $1 million in this now moment, because that is a radiation of your heart light. And it literally does change our world. So here we are. And in a nutshell, as a little girl, I loved going around and interviewing people. I had the tape recorder with the little mini microphone, and I was about 8, 9, 10 years old, and I just walked around interviewing my uncle, my cousins, my friends. And then I went into journalism. And through that long story of waking up to my soul's journey, I eventually left the media world, because it was a world that my ego really wanted. It was a glamorous television job on TV, but working really hard, not making enough money, and then watching the egos, extreme egos in the television industry. They were worse than the radio industry. But the egos, not only did I witness it in others, but I saw it in myself. And I had a couple of hard lessons there, where I realized the power of my words as a journalist, the power of my words, that as a journalist in my young 20s, being this professional trying to build my resume tape, I would say words from a poetic standpoint that would be kind of dramatic. And actually, I saw the way that my words really wounded a family. It re-wounded them. It opened a wound. It's hard to explain, but when I left the media industry, I started my own video production company, and I did public service announcements, PSAs. And this is where I went out and I got the funding to do these PSAs, whether it was from the private sector or the government sector. And one of the ones that I did, one of the first ones I did, was a series on drunk driving, because as a journalist, that was the same story that kept repeating. People getting in drunk driving crashes, killing innocent people all the time. So one of my first projects was a drunk driving series. And just to sum it up here, it was really graphic. It went to the police department, and it it showed the video of a crash of a couple who was killed. So here I am, a young journalist, being dramatic. When I went to show the family of the young girl that was killed in the car, I saw the pain that I reopened because of my use of words and expression to make a point. And that's when I really had another wake-up call. And I, you know, and then I think it was about 10 years after that, 9/11 happened. And I was so grateful to be out of mainstream media because I saw how the reporters again were using words in a way that made their story dramatic and impressive and wonderful, but it had no regard for the words and the vibration that was going out to the people who were receiving that. And so today, it's wonderful to be back in an industry, in a freedom industry, where anybody with a cell phone can literally start a YouTube channel and be quite successful and earn a revenue stream off of it. Back in my day, if you were not part of the union, in the News Association Union, you were not allowed to touch a television camera. So isn't it amazing how things have opened up in the 20-some years, 22, 23 years since I left the industry? It really is quite amazing. And that's really what we're all here to do, is to use all of our skills and talents, plus the passions and the joys that we have in our heart that come from not only this lifetime, but other lifetimes as well, parallel future and past. So that's a little bit about my story. I'm very fortunate to just listen to the inner call of my heart when I learned that, for me personally, it was like 11 years ago now, the Gulf spill in the Gulf of Mexico, I'll call it the oil volcano, because that was a gushing oil leak in the ocean that literally got not only my attention, but the attention of so many others. And this is what is the wake-up call in all of these catastrophes, pandemics, situations that bring people, communities together. So I was driving and I heard, I was driving in the foothills of Colorado, sad, my heart was so heavy, and I pleaded, I said, I am ready, Gaia, I am ready, my guides, I am ready, how do I step up and be in service? And I heard one word, webinars. And at the time I was doing webinars, I was doing it in the real estate business, helping a friend get her expertise out there to the world. And then I was like, really, how am I going to do webinars to save the world? And I just kept hearing the word webinars, and then the image would unfold a little bit more and a little bit more. And I just put one foot in front of the other and started doing it. And as now it's been another 11 years, and I see how powerful this is. And now that there is people working from home, we have technology. When I started, webinars was just GoToMeeting. They didn't have the video aspect of it. Now it's so beautiful. We've got Zoom and all these other platforms that are really bringing us together in a new way. So as we go through this window right here of people in, let's call it a safe harboring position at home, resetting their personal clocks, resetting their priorities. It's just beautiful to see that we can still be connected through this internet, and that's actually helping us build connections outside of the internet, which I know is really important. So that's one of the questions, David, that I'm going to ask the stream. And I'm making a note here so I don't forget, is ways that we can really link up with each other in the one heart. But that's a little bit about me, and I'm just so happy with the technology to support us and this great awakening. I can say that in the past few weeks, you know, at first as a high vibe person. I didn't, and I think even when you were on my show, we didn't really, I mean, we spoke about it, but it was kind of like, let's keep our heads about it here. But since you and I spoke, David, my goodness, the world has totally changed.
And very rapidly it has, right?
Very rapidly. And I find, you know what, I see, I went, so I'm going to share my personal expression as well. I went, I would find that when I did my shows and I got on with the various spiritual teachers that I interview daily, that it was like, wow, this is really cool because we're all in a high vibration now. I started the day maybe in a low vibration, especially if I checked in with the news. I would go and get a little bit worried, but then I'd always come to my show, which is what I love to do, and it would always lift my spirit. That right there says something huge. And so now we find that when the fear triggers come up, we can just look outside at the world and see a lot of fear triggers come up. I realize that we can sit and breathe and move through it and truly clear that fear. And on the flip side of that, on the other side of that fear, it is so beautiful, the downloads of information, the clarity. This is literally divine inspiration. So that's the good news. As each of us transcend this fear by sitting with it and feeling it and breathing through it, then we can literally get that clarity and know the next step. So I will share that in our recent group meetings that we do, we work with New Earth ambassadors, we work with media production people, helping them get their message out. And when people are clearing this fear, it really is game on. I hear a confidence in their voices, and I see them taking action that I call is a kick in the astral, because it's like I've sat on this stuff for years and now it's time to get it out, whether that's free webinars that people are offering, free workshops or whatever. It's really beautiful. And so here we are today in 2020, and we knew that this year was a game changer. We didn't know how. We knew that this year the spiritual folks, the ones who are sharing information that uplift and inspire, that show how to tap into your own higher self, that now all of these teachers and all of these people on our planet, in our, what we used to say was our small little intimate crowd, this is now being sought after by those who are looking for it. We see meditation on mainstream news. In my mind, I just chuckle and I smile. It's absolutely beautiful. So I think it's just, it's a great time. It's also a time that we can slip into fear and depression, but game on for all the New Earth leaders. Game on.
Well, you touched on something really important, and that's the transitioning away from fear, which is a big part of, you know, what I teach and what the stream offers, is really getting rid of that fear in your vibration, because it doesn't serve much of a purpose. You know, it's been exploited across humanity for so long. It's so well developed in us. And when you start releasing fear and you start really allowing that high vibrational, higher perspective to take hold, and it can, it's available to all of us. It's in all of us, really, you know that. And when you allow that, suddenly you just view everything so differently. You know, death is not death. Death is transition back to what we call a completed state, your eternal state. It shouldn't be something that we're so afraid of, because it's one thing that we're all going to do at some point. So when you stop fearing death and you start realizing that storms come through life and we have these painful moments, you know, even being sick. I had a really nasty flu. I was telling the producer before he came on, I had a really nasty flu back in February. I never get sick, never get the flu, never get a flu shot because of that. And I had a really nasty flu. I had a fever, chills, very run down feeling. For all I know, that was the virus that worked its way through in about a week. And I recovered from it and I was fine. And what we're looking at now is something that's being sold by the media is something we should all be terrified of. And I understand wanting to scare people into behaving differently. I'm taking the wise precautions. I work from home anyway. You know, I'm not going out and socializing like I normally do. I'm not, you know, really around other people that much at this point. And I'm going to do that, but I'm going to do it in joy, just enjoying this different time in my life where I have more quiet time. I have more time with the dog. I have more time at home, you know, just to do other things. I'm writing another book right now, so I have more time for that. And I'm not going to fear getting sick. I'm not going to fear death. Whatever happens, happens. And it's just a transition to a different state. And if you're not living in fear, you can actually enjoy this different time. And so many people that I'm friends with who, you know, sort of follow what the stream offers, or the people that practice the Taya practice that I offer, they're just in such a state of joy right now because they have some downtime. They're not worried about finances. They're not worried about health. They just know everything's going to work out. This is just an exciting new adventure. And it's really just like everything else in life. It's how you absorb it and process it and what your perspective is of things. This can be a wonderful transformative time, and it is a transformative time for our planet, as you have mentioned. So why not make the best of it and be excited of what the universe is going to bring us next, rather than sitting in fear? Because sitting in fear is only going to bring us more things to be fearful of, and none of us want that.
Yes, and when I've gone out, you know, I always say to people, pick five things. Just, you know, if you don't know what you love or what brings you joy, make a list and do five things. Make a list and write five things. Now, talking to your audience, I don't think I have to remind anybody what they're joyful of. But for those who may not know this, and there's many people out there, this is a skill that we can share with every person that we meet, is to remind them to write down five things that they love to do and do it. This is such a simple little thing. And then when we do this, it's wonderful. So one of my things is I love my bicycle. So I have to be on my bicycle, and it's springtime. I've seen people riding their bicycle with a face mask. And so I feel the fear trigger that brings up inside of me, and I deal with it right there, and I go through it. And just recently, I've learned that our smile is worth $1 million. And I think I've said that because when we can share a smile to anybody that we pass, whether it's in the grocery store today, that is, the smile is almost like the Ho'oponopono energy. That
It's you're projecting positive energy to that other being that's receiving it, and you can't help but lift them in that, even when they're down, you know, even if it annoys them a little bit initially, you're raising their vibe. So we're going to take a break, and when we get back, Lauren is going to interview the stream. We'll be right back after this message.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
The student asks the teacher, "How do I experience transformation?" The teacher replies, "When the student is ready to receive deeper answers, the student then asks, 'How do I know what deeper questions to ask?' And the teacher replies, 'When the student decides to commit to a practice inviting transformation, level 2 questions will be revealed.'" Hi, I'm Tomas Garza, and as a teacher and host, I'm inviting listeners to enroll in the Mastery of Transformation by joining me on Decide to Transform, your bridge to Level 2 Answers, Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, on OM Times Radio.
The Taya spiritual practice is changing lives all over the world. Listen to what just a few of our Taya Bootcamp graduates have to say about this life-changing experience.
This work is profound. If you do the Taya Bootcamp and maintain a daily practice, you will fundamentally change your life. I've maintained my practice pretty regularly since graduating. I meditate every day, I trust the universe to deliver what I want, I set intentions for my day, and I monitor my vibe up and down my virtual spiral. Doing these things consistently and regularly has made me a better father to my kids, a better lover to my partner, and a better boss to my team. This work is transformational, and it will completely change your life. I can't recommend it enough.
I'm happier than I've ever been in months, years, you know, just learning how to live life again. I'm living proof. This course is amazing. It's life-changing.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more and book your free discovery meeting today.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
We are here.
Hello. All right, the stream. Thank you so much for being here today. We are in a fascinating, interesting time. And I wonder if you could talk about the split. The split. Are we on a timeline split? And the one of 5G and the nefarious energies, or that inorganic timeline with an organic paradise ascension timeline. Can you speak to that or give some clarification?
What you are experiencing on planet Earth at this time is what we are simply referring to as a speeding up of time. Meaning that the your linear time is acting the same as it always has, but in your perception of it, time is moving faster, and you are all aware of this. And the reason that time is moving faster is because you are ascending to a higher vibration globally. And the reason that you are ascending to this higher vibration is that you are coming together like you never have before across humanity. You, of course, have always been a collective consciousness. You are collective in that you are all human beings on planet Earth at this time. That is a similar vibration. That is a specific vibration, if you will. But you are communicating. You were mentioning before regarding your technology, and your technology has advanced to the level where you can now communicate globally with great ease. You can travel physically globally with relative ease. And in your doing that, you have been preparing yourselves to physically and verbally communicate the way you emotionally and mentally communicate. And that collective consciousness communication is raising your vibration. You are all coming together. You are sort of comparing notes, if you will, about the things that you have been taught from your governments, your religions, your traditions, and you are all having the same questions. And of course, the questions go back to how valid is this? How does this serve me? Is this really serving my true desire for freedom and joy in my life? And when you start to ask those questions, you begin to question the origin of many of your rules and things, especially the fear-based things that you have perhaps been taught. And in questioning these things, you are starting to see the very institutions that led you to where you are begin to crumble. We are speaking of your religions and your governments and things of this nature. And there is nothing wrong with any of this. This is actually the perfection of the progression of humanity at this time. And of course, in our realm, there is no time. But in physical environments, you are all existing in sort of a linear timeline existence. And to you, it is all speeding up. And you are all communicating, and you are all questioning, and you are all ascending in one way or another. Now, you are all ascending on different paths, and it's important throughout this process that you all understand that everyone is on the perfect path for them, for their higher self, their soul consciousness desire for an experience on this planet in this lifetime. And those of you, and there are more of you now than ever, that are sort of coming to this realization, if you will, that all of these old traditions and customs and rules are not serving you anymore. Perhaps they did at one time. Perhaps they aided in your ascension, this building of community and things of this nature. But now you're able to build community in a different way, and you are able to communicate differently and come together like you never have before. And in doing so, you are expanding. And in that expansion, there is always going to be tension because you are in a polarized environment. That is why there is a segment of your population that is very joyful right now in the experience and understanding that, that you are absolutely experiencing an ascension to a higher vibration. And there's a segment that is terrified and truly everything in between. And it all serves a purpose. Because in the energetic realm, there is a core of pure positive energy, pure love. That is where we reside. That is original thought and the source of all creation, if you will. Everything that sort of radiates out from there lowers and lowers in vibration all the way out to what you would call negative energy. And the negative energy serves a purpose of keeping the positive energy in check. This is where your storms come from. This is where your pandemics, if you will, come from. You manifest these negative things that come through and create some destruction. Of course, you understand there is no real destruction. There is no real death. There is no real ending to any of you. But they come through and they create this, and it inspires some fear and it inspires some positive and some negative. But ultimately, what you will see and what you have always seen and you always will see is that positive will ultimately prevail. That planet Earth will continue to be, that humanity will survive this and bounce back from it with a raised elevation, stronger and better than ever. And we know that you have some additional questions based on what we have shared, but that is the ascension process that you are encountering right now on planet Earth.
Thank you. May we all bounce back with a raised vibration, stronger than ever. All right, that brings a lot of comfort and peace. And I like to call this a reset for human diplomacy and all life diplomacy. So human and all life diplomacy, so that these new solutions that are coming about will be required by the people, by the masses. Can you speak to this, where we're already seeing the change, we're already seeing people treat their employees better or treat the people who are janitors better, clerks. And so this is promising, and I know you've got more to say.
Indeed, and you are absolutely connected to our energy, because the word reset is something that we have used. In fact, David and his team released a video this morning that was an excerpt of something that we delivered last week. And we guide all of you to go view this video, because it is very much speaking about a correction, a reset. And that is what you have crafted for yourselves. We are guiding you to understand that this is something that humanity created, as you create everything in your reality, and you created it to serve you. And we understand that those of you that are new to this type of thought or these teachings may not understand why you would create something that can lead to what you call death. But of course, there is no real death. There is only a transition to a higher state, a return to a higher state. And there is no real suffering. The suffering is temporary. In fact, any suffering that is encountered because of the pandemic or anything else only serves to make you stronger. Is exactly how your physical apparatus continues to thrive and survive, by weathering these little storms, these little illnesses that build your bodies up. So if you start viewing things from that perspective and understand that you have created this perfect, perfect scenario for humanity, by humanity, to allow you to correct all of the things where you were straying a bit off of the path that you were intending. You are appreciating the very basics of your human existence. You got so comfortable across humanity. And we say you, we were speaking of all humanity. You have made your life so comfortable. You have advanced so much. that there are so many things that you take for granted. Now suddenly, the ones who serve you at the front lines on a daily basis, some of the lowest earning in your society are the most appreciated, the most needed at this time. You are realizing that you need the ones that bring your food and cook your food and clean and provide basic medical care more than you need pop stars and athletes. They all serve a purpose, and there's nothing wrong with anything. But you are seeing now how all of these things serve you at a very high level. And you are understanding that there's certain little things that you took for granted that you are now perhaps appreciating. David quipped recently that he now appreciates toilet paper and eggs like never before. And he is one who looks for things to appreciate daily. And now you have higher appreciation for things that you once took for granted. You have higher appreciation for one another. You are understanding that a little downtime is not going to be the end of you. Especially in a culture such as where you reside in the United States and in other what you would call industrialized cultures, the culture has transitioned to work, work, work. Work yourselves into the ground. And yet, if you truly believe in your abundance, you will see that you do not need to work so hard, if at all, to be very abundant and have everything that you need, certainly, and most of the things that you want. And now you have created the perfect scenario to prove that to yourselves without a choice. Sometimes it takes something significant to really shift consciousness, and you have created just that. And consciousness is indeed being shifted.
Indeed. Okay, so believe in our abundance. I think just hearing that phrase strikes a deep chord within each of us. We do believe. It is a God-given right. It is given to us. And so that's many different ways that we can look out and see the abundance. Let's take a look at what some may be questioning. If old structures are going away, and we've created this, and humanity, human and all life diplomacy is going to come out of this. And actually in the U.S. we're seeing a big aid package that was given back to Americans. They say that there's other things going on with that. But what would you say about paying our taxes? I would say continue paying the taxes, or because that sets an energetic flow. Am I right? Share on that more. I think you know what I'm saying.
Anything that is presented to you as a liability in your world, you choose how you look upon that. You have taxes to pay to run your government, and you have bills to pay to run your livelihood, your home, your food, your shelter, your health care. These are things that in your society, the way that you have structured your society, you have currency that is exchanged for things that you want and need. And your taxes certainly fall into that category. So if you are thinking of not paying them, we guide you to ask, where is that rooted? The not paying them will always be rooted in fear of lack. That if you decide not to pay something, you are not paying it because you are fearful of letting go of the dollars. So when you are indeed fearful of letting go of dollars, you are in a state of lack. And you are going to have less money flow coming in that vibration. When you let go of those dollars in joy, understanding that they're going to come right back to you one way or another, that there is no need to fear paying anything.
That is a beautiful message. Let go of money in joy. All right. So as we, oh my gosh, wrap this all up, do you have a game for people to play to instantly raise their belief in their abundance?
The crux of our teachings are all about trusting your abundance and releasing fear. And the clearest way toward trusting your abundance is raising your vibration. When you are in a high vibrational state, when you're in a state of appreciation, and you're in a state of love for all that is, including you, you are directly connected to our energy. And when you are connected to our energy, you are automatically in a state of being able to trust. This is when you begin dreaming and believing your dreams. And then your vibration will lower naturally. You were all impacted by polarity because you were physical. Anytime you're physical, you're in a polarized environment. When that vibration lowers, suddenly your ability to trust and believe lowers. You can go all the way down into negative territory where you are no longer in a state of joy. You're in a state of doubt. And then you can go even lower into a state of fear. And when you are down in those lower vibrational states, the very things that you were trusting and believing and appreciating when you were up now seem ridiculous, impossible, hard to do, not part of your existence, not going to be something that you're going to experience. You are a completely different being when you are down in lower vibration than you are when you're up. It is very, very important if you wish to be joyful and you wish to be abundant, and we understand that if you are listening to our words, that is exactly what you want, that you make a habit of being up your spiral more often. And you understand that going up your spiral is where all of the solutions lie. All the answers are up there. Make your daily work all day, every day, working on being higher and higher on that vibrational spiral. You will receive more clarity. Your intuition flows in that state. You are simply in a state of trust. And anytime you feel yourself doubting or fearing or not trusting or not loving you, your job is to stop and breathe and appreciate. Those three things: stop, clear your mind as much as you can, breathe, and as you said earlier, David plays the same game. Look for 3 to 5 things to appreciate, whatever they are. That little bit of appreciation will provide a little bit of a relief, and that little bit of relief can be built upon, and you can begin building momentum in a positive direction from there.
I hear pom-pom squads across our nation and world saying, stop, breathe, and appreciate.
Those three steps are the key up your spiral.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, the Stream of David. That was beautiful and uplifting.
With much love, that is all we have. Okay. I'm back. That was a quick little easy exit. Wow. Sometimes I have sessions with them where it's very powerful and I'm just rattled afterward. That was just a nice, easy one. I think you're so tuned into their energy that you're kind of singing the same song, which is lovely. So that's just really nice. So thank you for interviewing them, Loren. I don't remember all of it. I never do, but I'll remember some. But when we return from this break, we're going to dive right back into the tools that you recommend. We'll be right back after this message.
Your soul with waves of consciousness on Om Times Radio. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
The Taya spiritual practice is changing lives all over the world. Listen to what just a few of our Taya Bootcamp graduates have to say about this life-changing experience.
I see Taya overflowing in every aspect of my life. It's just truly magnificent. There were times that I was not self-assured and didn't have the self-confidence, but now I'm fearless. I really love myself, and I know how to live in joy and let go of all these things that held me back from living this beautiful life I've always dreamed of. And it's amazing how rapidly those things start showing up once you practice Taya.
It changes everything about you, and it will affect all other aspects of your life, your health, your career, your money, your relationships. And I think that certainly has helped with my anxiety, with my mental health. I'm realizing that, wait a second, I do deserve the best in life.
Visit thestreamofdavid.com/TYA to learn more and book your free discovery meeting today.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
We are back with Loren Gailey, and Loren just got finished meeting with the stream. And if you haven't listened to me channel before, if you haven't heard the show before, I don't remember a whole lot after I channel. So we'll do a little recap now with Loren from her conversation with the stream. Loren, sorry. Go ahead, Loren. I'm also in a little state of confusion after I channel, obviously.
Yes. Well, it's just a beautiful reminder that with expansion, with what we're doing, comes some tension, and that this is something that we bring about to bounce back stronger than ever, really to step up and see what's important, reprioritize, have that higher appreciation for everything. And, you know, as we were sharing there, it's like with every person looking at this fear of death within themselves or within their family, that does bring that higher appreciation. And I see it in even neighbors caring about other neighbors. So it really is beautiful. This is a true shift in consciousness that we literally are watching happen, not only in ourselves, like we thought around 2012 or when we each had our awakening shifts, you know, in that window, 2010, 2012, 2014, it's different for everyone.
And mine was 2010.
yours was 2010. Mine was another up level.
Mine was 2010.
2010. Yeah. But now this is happening for everybody. For everybody. Do you realize there may be people that say, I don't want to go back to that job?
Oh, I just, you know, my, you know, I have a boot camp program for the Taya practice, and it's people are enrolling like crazy in boot camp, which is lovely. I love having lots of people in there. It's fun. And I just, our latest enrollee from the weekend is doing that. He's deciding he's not going back. And he's doing this to figure out, you know, raise his vibration and align with what's next. So it's an exciting time. And people have time to do things like that right now, too. I think that's helping quite a bit. But this ascension is interesting. When you stop fearing and start realizing, gosh, I don't have to. And I did that to myself for years, Loren. I said that was my last frontier for me. My awakening was 2010. I stuck myself in a very high paying corporate job until 2017. It took me 7 more years to fully release that. I released everything else. I changed my body. I changed my thought patterns. I changed, you know, relationships. I changed everything. Everything got better. And I just held on to that job because I thought I had to have it. And then when I finally jumped out of the airplane, here I am, you know, more than 2 years later, living a very good life, you know, without a guaranteed paycheck every 2 weeks. You can do it. You can absolutely do it. But you have to believe. And I had to get myself, that was sort of the last frontier for me that took 7 years to chip away at. But now I teach that, this process to other people, and they start really getting the changes within weeks, which is amazing.
I love that, right? It's really the dreaming and believing. And what you did, without judging it too strongly, you were literally building that bridge. And you were knocking off, well, I don't want to say knocking off, but you were laying plank by plank where you were working on your spirituality, you were letting go of things, you were raising your vibration, and when you were ready, that bridge was there, and you did it, and that's beautiful. More and more people will do it. Again, we did talk about the energies here. That does happen, and I think we're going to see more and more of it, but I love how, you know, some of the critics who say not everyone can live their passion, no, that's true, but other people are building bridges as well. And there's still going to be people. I mean, we're just going to see new ways to step up and be in service. And it's going to be a bridge from the old earth to the new earth. And we still need money along the way. So that's why I love the work that you do that changes our energy about money. It changes our status, our state of being, into that abundant state of being.
Yeah, money's just a tool. It's energetic. It's a tool. It's just the system of commerce that we have on this planet at this time. And if you say that it's evil and it's awful and you fear it, then you're going to have that experience. If you know, everything's about balance, right? Balancing, you're not going to get rid of your ego as long as you're human. But when you keep it in balance with your soul consciousness, you're a very joyful being. And when it tilts out of balance, then all of a sudden, you know, you disrupt your life a little bit. For years, and I will tell you that it took me a long time to build my ego up. I always had this stream message coming to me, but I was raised by parents who sort of told me that I was less than and not good enough and, you know, didn't want me and all that kind of fun stuff. So it took me some time to build my ego. And then once I really started getting, you know, the other side of it, I fought to keep it. I thought I spent a lot of time building this ego up. No, I don't want to release it. That's probably why I stuck myself in that job for so long. But once I learned to balance it and balance the idea of, okay, we have a system of commerce. You know, you need money coming in to turn around and go out. And yes, we need to pay our taxes and we need to pay our bills and all that fun stuff. Just embracing that reality that it's just energetic and the money is just a tool in all of that. And it's not necessarily inherently good, and it's not necessarily inherently evil either. It's just a tool. So focus on what you want, the state of being that you want to live in, and understand that that will populate around you regardless of the money, your job, what you're doing. And if you're doing something every day that you don't love and you don't enjoy, it does not have to be that way. And you're right. A lot of people will stick themselves there. And that's okay. That's their path and that's their journey. But more and more people are coming to understand that they don't have to.
They don't have to. You know what I find is the number one reason that people do not leave their jobs is health insurance. Isn't that interesting? So
that was one for me at the time too, because it's a big expense if you don't have the company provided insurance, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So,
but I let go of that, and then when I let go of that, it all worked out.
It does, yes. So I love that. And so, you know, I want to reiterate what you said there about this state of being, and it's really interesting that you said that. You know, we tend to think of ego. Like ego is something that, you know, we could build up and be kind of snooty or conceited. But in your case, and also in my case, and then in the case of so many light workers, it's the ego that actually holds us back and says, you aren't good enough. Who are you to do something like that? So I wanted to point that out, that, you know, our egos are, you know, when we can really get them out of their own way, get out of our own way by putting the ego maybe in the side seat, or telling the ego that it's okay to feel that way, but we're going to be taking the directive from our higher self. That's a beautiful way to live. And I like to sum it up by saying, in our times today, we are living 200%, 100% material. We've all got that down so well. Now it's time for 100% spiritual, so that we truly can live 200%. And that's the role of all who are listening to a program like this. When we get this ourselves, and we can help others and lead the way for others, that's a great call to action. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I am the happiest I've ever been doing what I do now. And you know, I really got to a point where I couldn't not share it anymore. That was the final thing for me, that it was doing so much in my life. And I was helping people in a very limited way in my corporate job with these teachings. I had to be very limited with it, of course. And I really wanted to go full force and help people really heal themselves and overcome any and everything, because I just knew that it would work. And so I did it, and it does work. And I just love doing what I do because of it. And I will tell you that it's interesting this idea of consumerism, there's nothing wrong with wanting nice things and having nice things. We're in a physical environment and that's fine. But that endless need for consumption is always a cover up for something else that's lacking. And we know what that is, right? That connection, that source connection, whatever you want to call it, how you want to label it. We're all spiritual beings. We all are. And when we cut that off, and we're taught to cut that off, even our religions teach us to cut that off and create some external thing that we're not really part of that's judging us and punishing us potentially, and maybe even loving us, and give our power to that rather than understanding that we are all part of it, and we are all that, and we all have the stream coming to us, and that we're all interconnected that way. And everything that we really need, we come pre-equipped with. We're just taught to ignore it. And then once we learn to listen to it and to pay attention and to turn back to our own inner guidance, that's the very best guidance that we're going to receive always. I love the point that you've made on this episode for sure. So let's talk a little bit about where they can find you and learn more about you and what you have to offer.
Oh, that's so lovely. Well, Acoustic Health, acoustichealth.com is the website. And that website is home to Quantum Conversations, which David, you have been a part of. It is our new earth community of higher consciousness. It is where we discuss things that elevate and uplift our lives and show us the way and keep us focused. And on there is if you go to events and courses, there is at the very bottom of that list in the drop-down menu of events and courses is the Passion Matrix course. And this is for those who wish to step into this passion. If you need help identifying it, we certainly have ways to do that. But this is truly stepping into that passion in New Earth Creations. And it teaches the Passion Matrix. And so that is there for anybody who wants assistance in setting up their heart-based heart service business. And I'll share with you really quickly a tip so that, you know, you can do this on your own and learn from it right here, right now. When we take inventory, and David, I know you did this, and the stream was there to assist you, but when we take inventory of our life, let's say the linear, the left brain part of all of our skills, things that we do so well that we get rewarded for and accolades for, plus then all of the talents, when we look at those things from that linear world, but then we add it to what we truly love to do without judging it from an ego point of view, we say, okay, I love scuba diving, or I love riding my bike, or I love taking photographs, I love teaching people. When we start to do this and take this deep, deep inventory, we're literally giving ourselves a map that we can start to weave what I call the passion matrix, where we can start to do what we love and create revenue streams with it. And this is also what you teach, David. This is higher vibrational wisdom that we all have within us. We just have to tune into it and tap into that higher self, inner guidance, to get the directives, to get the downloads, and then we take action steps and do it. So Acoustic Health is created for those who wish to have wisdom. Not only is it the podcast, but we also offer courses, but there's also music of the universe and plant music. And this is high vibrational frequencies of plants. And I actually have been using my plant music every day since our world changed so drastically. It really does bring a calm. And again, this is more of the beautiful solutions coming to our planet. I have been recording plant music for 10 years. And suddenly I was like you, David, I could sit on it no longer, because the plant, I had this beautiful orchid, a little mini orchid that was blooming, And she suddenly stopped singing. I would, like, I have over 100 hours, actually almost 200 hours of plant recorded music over the last 10 years. And this orchid stopped singing. So I tuned into the orchid because I couldn't get her to sing. And I tuned in and I heard, it's time to get the music out. I'm not going to sing until you get the music out. And so now I share that as well. And the beautiful thing is, I'm just one person using a device that is already out there. Anybody can use these devices and start doing it based on our talents and our joy. And isn't that another indicator of a beautiful world? Music from the plants? I just love that.
We're all connected for sure. So acoustichealth.com, and then go to, what was the next step?
Anywhere on there.
Okay, so acoustichealth.com is the best place to find you, and then the Passion Matrix, I love that so much. And I want to invite everybody here too to go to my Facebook page, The Stream of David. There's a brand new video that we just uploaded today, a message from the stream about exactly what's going on planet Earth right now. I think you're all going to like it. So I just want to take this opportunity to thank you so much for joining us today, Loren, and talking to the stream. Can't wait to listen back and hear the conversation.
Thank you so much, David. This has been so fun and uplifting. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And thank you all for listening. Namaste.